With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello there, I'm Laurie. Now, I trust you're here to find a little more about what I've been working on. You may or may not be aware of something called binaural sound. And to be honest, I'd be more surprised if you were. Binaural records how a human hears. A sound from over here on your left is going to hit your left ear before your right ear. The melon-shaped thing in the middle, your head, stops and blocks some sounds from your left ear, reaching your right ear. And these little flappy bits on the side, your ears, funnel and filter sound right into your ear hole. So when you stick a microphone where each ear should be, you can hear stuff, well, like this. People have used binaural for great effects in narrative, performance, or even factual purposes. So my first thought was, this would be great for radio.
As brilliant as binaural Ken Bruce seems to be, typical live radio programming isn't really conducive to immersive binaural sound. It's filled with radioisms like jingles and music.
The radio studio itself isn't an acoustically interesting place to be. It's a bit quiet. Now, there's two big factors that I argue are the big benefits in binaural sound. Immersion and intimacy. Immersion is how much you believe in the podcasted reality, or how much you believe that you're right here, with me. Intimacy is the human relationship. How connected you feel to the presenters or the experience. I'll tell you what, let's get out of here and I'll show you what I mean. Can you stop playing that guitar? So I've done some research into binaural sound. You might find it useful. I'll show you what I made. I'll show you what's possible with binaural sound. But let's begin with some theory. Podcasts rose to the public consciousness in the wave of iPods and iPhones in the mid-2000s. Increasing internet capabilities, cheaper storage, and limited equipment requirements for would-be presenters. All these have led to a diverse range of creative formats. Smartphones, a great, fantastic way to distribute and consume podcasts. More listeners than ever have access to a pair of headphones and networks that now offer fast mobile data. Radio and podcasts share much. In fact, binaural sound was implemented in a radio play format as early as 1973 in Germany. Both platforms can paint pictures and capture the imagination through sound alone. Younger audiences are increasingly consuming radio content over the internet. But most radio formats drive forward through time. Daytime shows are to the minute, moment to moment. But imagine the possibilities for binaural without the shackles of traditional radio broadcast. Uninterrupted by news, jingles, or the need for a conventional studio. Just a distinct, curated experience, on demand, at a time and place to suit a personalised, individual way of listening. Podcasts are communities. Listeners seek a form of cultural and personal involvement with their podcasts, a desire to be part of the club. Binaural puts the listener right there with them, in the same environment as the presenters. So then, what is possible? I recorded a series of podcasts using binaural recording with the help of some students, testing these ideas of immersion and intimacy along the way. So I'll just take you through some of the ideas we've discovered. Close your eyes. Picture darkness, total pitch black. With this little match alone, We can't see much of the room. The match represents a sound in a space. Only through filling the space with sound can we perceive the space around us. You can have lush, ambient sounds that fill the whole environment, but a single voice is a lone match in a room of complete darkness. If the space is important to your podcast, paint the image with sound. Binaural provides you with a huge three-dimensional canvas, so you need to fill it with colour. Here's a clip from Confessions from a Shared House. It's one of the podcasts I mentioned. Listen to how the movement of the characters in the space brings colour to the room.
Oh, he's back in.
That yeah, was that was a shot, just the yes, no answer.
Oh, right, I thought he was just ringing to say, I love you.
Oh, no, we're just whether the, some money got through into the account, that's fine.
Oh, right.
He got through.
But no, so if you're there pouring your tea, which I have to do because someone has wrecked mine.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. You know I'm not good at tea making.
Yes, I know. That's why I have to do it. And you'll just see. Right,
why are you moving me?
Because you're in my way. Now go stand by the oven.
I can still not wash it up.
Yeah, well, now.
Sound of the tube train rolling into rest at Good Street Station on the London Underground. An acoustically interesting space provides the foundation of an immersive space. Believable, realistic spaces can drive immersion. You may have travelled on the tube yourself. What kind of image does that sound generate? Acoustically interesting spaces can push imaginative immersion. A sense of fantasy, an enticing, pleasurable world to inhabit. The chosen environment must reflect the context of your content. Maybe in this case, a conversation with one of the buskers. Here's a clip from Sheffield Ale Review. See how the recording space drives the immersion.
To the Francis Newton, and I had it on there, and I think I had four in the night, and I didn't realise how strong it was.
It's
5.9, which is
dangerous.
It's quite a lot for the type of beer it is.
Let's give it a try.
Are we gonna?
Yeah, go on. Cheers.
Cheers.
First one.
So, the trick to immersion is removing the element of mediation. That is, that the pair of headphones and whatever it is you're playing this piece of audio on do not exist. Or at least, you're unaware of it. You should avoid any indication that the experience the listener is a podcast. Or the fact that you're not actually here, and I'm talking to a dummy replica of you. But you can't see that you're a dummy head. As far as the experience goes, you're right here. Now, everybody loves a catchy jingle or theme tune, but as soon as you stick one of those in, you're screaming to the listener.
This is a podcast. This is a podcast.
All these factors introduce noise to the experience. And by that I mean sensory information that is not part of the experience. The feel of the headphones, visual surroundings that contrast with what the listener hears, or recording noise on the audio signal. If you break the immersion, you distance the listener from the situation. Keep this in mind when you devise your format. Unnatural situations such as game shows, environments in which a listener is unlikely to have any real reference point for, they'll come across completely contrived. You may find a binaural experience becomes more intimate the closer the presenter is to the listener. And even more intimate if you place the listener within the conversation. That doesn't particularly mean sit around them as if they're some kind of table ornament. That could be quite daunting. Just that where they are would make sense if they were actually with you. But remember, a silent space does not directly correlate to an intimate space. You still need to make the space believable. Thank you. Keep in mind the limitations of binaural sound. Without isolating the sounds intended for each ear, you'll get some sounds intended for one ear also hitting the other ear. This will only serve to blur and muddy the binaural effect, which is not ideal. The most comfortable, effective way of resolving this is by wearing headphones. So podcasts aren't really for communal listening anyway, so this shouldn't be a problem for most of your listeners. However, if your audience typically listens in a car, they may find a binaural experience approaching unlistenable. Secondly, binaural is a little shabby at differentiating between sounds to the front and back of your head. You may be surprised to know this whole time I've been stood behind you. A way around this is to have sounds off-centre. Keep them away from direct front and direct back. The final problem is something called HRTF, or your head-related transfer function. Most people have slightly different head sizes, shapes and features, and these subtle differences mean that each of us interpret sound slightly differently. While these differences are subtle, it may mean that some listeners don't interpret your podcast how it's meant to be. Research is ongoing to rectify this. So there you go. Some benefits and some potential issues from using binaural sound in podcasts. In summary, firstly, paint the experience with sound. Static presenters in an environment with very little action won't make a lot of noise. You might think there would be some improvement for using binaural compared to conventional setups, but it's likely very limited. Give your listener plenty of sound to work with. Fill the space with relevant descriptive sounds. Secondly, get out of the studio. Take your listener to an acoustically interesting place, but one that makes sense for your podcast. Think what the benefit is to the listener in being in this space. What context does it add to your content? And finally, intimacy can be improved by making the listener involved in your podcast. Place them somewhere that makes sense as if they were with you. But don't neglect your choice of space. Quiet is cozy. Silence can be cold. A few more notes. Podcasts benefit from a community of participation and interaction, and your listeners are likely attracted to complementary personalities, shared humour, or interests. For your listener to feel truly immersed, they must be interested in your content to hold their attention. Here's another one for you. Interaction between the presenter and the listener may not be essential. While some studies suggest interactivity can improve immersion, other research suggests effective immersion without it. The focus groups for this research did not feel it inhibited the experience, but it's probably worth a bit more exploration. And finally, cost doesn't need to be a problem. Full disclosure, much of this demonstration has been recorded on a professional-grade dummy head, which can be thousands of pounds. But bear in mind, the excerpts of the podcasts I've shown you were all recorded with a pair of binaural headphones and a portable recorder. Brand new, these cost in total £150. Quite the saving. You will need a live dummy head, though. My best advice, start fresh. Try a new, exciting format. Traditional formats probably won't translate well. Think of your programs as places to take your listener. Thank you to the members of Forge Radio in Sheffield, who not only contributed to the podcast, but provided their time for a number of focus groups to discuss this work. Also, my thanks to Leeds-based production company This Is Distorted, who provided some professional insight from the podcast industry. Reference to some related works and theories can be found in the text description of this podcast.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.